Can you hear me? Dina Joe? Anybody? Can you hear me, BP?
That didn't work.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. What's going on?
Hi, Mama Bear. You said, I'm going to try something, and then you canceled the show. Hi, Barney. Hi, Trunkan. Hi, T. Hi, Mr. A. Hi, Mama Bear. Yeah, what did you do? You knocked it. Hi, Glenn. You just canceled everything.
Well, come back on, everybody. Come back on. It's all back up.
I'm not pushing buttons. Yeah,
I wasn't. I was just trying something.
Well, it didn't work. What the heck did you do?
I don't know. But you can hear me now.
You don't know what you did, so you can't do it again?
Well, it said you have two shows going on at the same time.
And it was just tempting you that bad. You already said, I'm not going to do that because I'm right here. And it tempted you that bad that you had to click on it and see what it did.
I couldn't resist it. Oh my gosh.
Hi, Moonshine. Hi, Dawn. Hi, everybody.
So if you're going to download this show later, you'll have two parts. You'll have a part one, a mini part where everything started happening, and then you'll have part two where I re-fired up the show and did it again. So here we go.
Oh, Aaron, my gosh.
I'm not touching nothing.
Hi, Tuttles.
I'm afraid now. I'm afraid to touch anything.
Yeah, don't touch anything. That's why you shouldn't. I should have the controls, not you.
Over to Monday the 16th.
Yes. Oh. Today is Monday the Monday
day
the
16th. Good to see
tech
you.
Problems.
Tech problem. It's old man touching buttons problem.
Oh, right out loud, man. I tell you.
Oh, my word.
Glenn, we need that 15 seconds of old man saying, let me try something. And then
everybody heard that. For all of you that came back,
BP. We had it on your lips.
He says, you know, remember when he said, oh, it says I have two shows open, but I'm not going to do anything because I'm here. It's okay. Let's go on. It tempted him that bad that he had to push the button. It was just flashing. Touch me.
It was telling
me,
close.
Touch me.
It says you have a live show in two browsers. Finish live show.
Welcome
so I
back.
Thought. All right, let me try finishing one of the shows and see what happens.
Yeah, right.
That's insane. That's insane.
If we lived down the street, I would be walking down to your house, grabbing all the buttons and wires and everything, walking back down the street to my house, coming upstairs, hooking it all up and saying, no controls for you.
You know, the thing is, Dina Joe, is I'm afraid my phone is not connected to the system whatsoever. And I'm sitting here afraid to hook up my phone for the music segment.
Oh.
Should I try it?
Well, let's let Aaron finish his segment.
All right, Aaron, go ahead, buddy. What else is going on?
Oh my God!
What about basketball, Aaron? Did you watch any basketball? Wasn't there?
Yes, I'm just still trying to get over what happened.
Oh, what happened? With us hanging up, with being hung up on.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
It's all right. You can do it.
All right.
Come on. You can do it. Basketball.
Well,
what
speaking of hockey, I think the old man needs to go into the penalty box for at least 2 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
Good idea. So you can finish? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, so Golden State went on. They went on and won their sixth game.
And then Dallas, they crushed Phoenix last night. In that game,
really?
Seven.
Oh,
it was like one. I got home from like Walmart and I checked the score. It was like Dallas 123, Phoenix 90.
Oh, 123 to 90, huh?
Yeah, by like 33 points.
D is D Max saying, Tom, try to connect your phone. Let's let the show go on a little bit before I start trying to plug things back in.
You distracted Aaron. Just finish.
Yeah. So Aaron, this means the second round of the playoffs is taken off, right? And basketball.
No, it's going to be the conference finals this week.
Oh, okay. Now who's playing in the conference finals, Aaron?
In the East, it's going to be my Miami Heat versus Boston, and then the Golden State Warriors against Dallas in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, okay. I'm still pulling for Golden State. I'm pulling for Golden State. I want Golden State to win because I like Steph.
I'm on Golden State too, but I'm starting to like Dallas a little bit too because they were able to upset Phoenix in 7 games.
Well, I tell you, I thought for sure Phoenix was going to go all the way. But, that's one thing about playoffs, man. They surprise you.
I know. They're welcome.
Playoffs, yeah, and the Phoenix Suns, they won like 64 games out of like a possible 82 this past year. And their head coach was like named the head coach of the year as well. And they lost in the second round.
Mm-mm-mm. I just don't get it. That's playoffs, though, baby. That's playoffs. Do you see any baseball games, Aaron?
No, I'm going to try to catch up on baseball after the NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs are all over with.
Yeah.
I did see the college softball selection, like the tournament selection show yesterday where they unveiled all the 64 teams who were in the tournament this year. Uh-huh. And Oklahoma got the number one overall seed as well.
Wow.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That'll work.
Some of my favorite colleges are in it as well. UCLA got the 5th seed. They're going to be hosting the, I believe it's the Los Angeles Regional, I think.
Hi, Jimmy.
And any then, Pac- like, other – Pac-12?
Any Pac-12 teams?
Hi, Let's Jimmy. See. Good to see you.
UCLA is one that I said. Then there's Oregon's in – Oregon, Oregon State.
Oh.
And Arizona.
Well, that's not a bad showing. Not a bad showing.
But a lot of ACC teams got it. Oh, Arizona State. I forgot about them too. But I was gonna say a lot of ACC teams got in as well.
Uh huh. Hi, that guy. Good to see you.
Like Notre Dame, Duke, Florida State, Clemson, and then yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I created a new. I had like the old college baseball. Tournament bracket from last year, and I kind of traced over it to make a softball one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No Washington college teams, huh?
No, Washington made it in. They're the 13th, the 13th seed.
Yeah, because they're usually pretty strong in the softball.
Yeah, in their region, they have Lehigh, Weber State, and then Texas. Weber State.
Oh, okay.
I meant to say Weber State.
Hmm. Okay.
And then Dee asked a pair, Golden State versus Boston would be best for NBA TV ratings? Question mark? What do you guys think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are
we? I mean, just for fun this year, I just like wrote down like what predictions I think what the NBA playoffs are going to be doing this, how they're going to go this year, and I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome. Okay. I'm not.
Yeah, like out of all the first round predictions, I got one wrong.
Well, there you go.
The one that I got wrong was I thought the Jazz were going to beat Dallas, but then the Mavericks beat them, and then I have to check on the second round because I think I chose Golden State, and that yeah, I have to check all my picks again, see where I'm at.
Okay. All right.
Well, sounds good. My finals prediction was going to be the Golden State Warriors versus either the Milwaukee Bucks or the Boston Celtics. But now since the Bucks are out of it, my finals prediction now is now Warriors versus Celtics.
That would be a good. I think that'd be good. That'd be good for
the. Yeah, because my NBA finals pick was pretty much riding on that semifinals between Milwaukee and Boston. Uh-huh. Yeah, because it was hard to choose. It was hard to choose either between Milwaukee or Boston as the winner in that series. And I predicted that Milwaukee would advance in seven, but it ended up being Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I mean, we still got a lot of good basketball, a lot of good hockey coming up, so I'm excited.
Speaking
about that,
we have football coming up too, because I saw the schedule release last week.
When's that start? When's the football season start?
It starts like in September or something, and I found out that the opening kickoff game is going to be between the Buffalo Bills and the defending Super Bowl champion LA Rams.
Huh. Have you been watching any of that U.S., that other football league that's
going on right now? I've been trying to, but I haven't watched very much of it.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of it. I don't even know how it's doing. I don't know if it's getting any viewership. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, if it succeeds like for a year or two, I might as well try to pick who my favorite team is in that league. There's only like 8 teams in it.
Huh. Hey, this is interesting. That guy, he's saying that Charles Barkley recently said that Larry Bird was the greatest of all time. He was better than all of us. We just don't want to admit it. That's interesting. That's interesting. I've been seeing a lot of stuff on Larry Bird lately. I saw an article or something. They were saying that they were talking about Larry Bird, and he was playing the Trailblazers, the Portland Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. And they were doing a series. I don't know if it must have been in the playoffs or something. I don't know. It couldn't have been in the playoffs. But he's playing. And anyway, he says, I'm going to play tomorrow all left-handed. I'm not going to use my right hand. I'm going to do everything left-handed. And he still went out and scored like almost 30 points that game. And they won.
Shooting with his left hand?
Yeah, shooting with his left hand.
So he was kind of a bit – he was ambidextrous, I guess, for one part of his career.
I guess, yeah, he could shoot with that. He could shoot with either hand.
Yeah, because ambidextrous means you're good with both your left and your right hand.
Right. I guess the whole thing was he was making fun of how bad everybody else was and saying – I'm going to beat you guys playing left-handed. It's like, what the French toast. That's funny. Oh, he says, Crazy Psycho says, no, he wasn't ambidextrous. He just trained to shoot that way. So, yeah, he was, Larry Bird was good. He was good. I don't know. I don't think he was better than Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan will always be the GOAT. Of the NBA.
Didn't they start like those McDonald's commercials where they would just shoot for the play like horse for each other's like meals or something?
Yeah, he'd go, okay.
Or was that Magic Johnson?
No, that was, I believe that was Michael Jordan.
Are you sure?
And they'd end it saying nothing but net. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that was Michael Jordan that those commercials were. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then at the end, didn't like Magic Johnson like eat the whole thing while they were getting distracted?
They go off the backboard, off the backboard, off the backboard, off the scoreboard. You know, yeah, they would name all kinds of shots like that. I believe that was Michael Jordan and Larry Bird. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and like one point during the commercial, they're standing on top of a building or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And they always name all those shots and then go nothing but net. Yeah. Yeah, those are funny commercials. I'll have to look that up, but I'm sure it was Larry Bird and Michael Jordan.
Hi, Lingalonga.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, listen, Aaron, thanks for struggling through with all the difficulties this morning. And
yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, it was a struggle to get through, kind of threw us all off our.
Yes, thank you for teaching your mom about hockey.
I know. I need to school myself on all the penalties and stuff and get like know that kind of stuff a little bit better, because
welcome, Melanie.
Like, I know some of them, like slashing, tripping, hooking or something like that, yeah. But I just need to understand them better so I can get a better grip on them.
Hi, Raccoon. Welcome back, Raccoon.
Yeah. All right, Aaron. Well, we look forward to your report next Monday, man. All right. So thanks for coming in, and thanks for struggling with us and bringing the show back to reality. Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Bye.
Love you.
There goes Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. The A-Dog Sports Report. Oh man. I'm still sitting here in a daze. I'm still sitting here in a daze. I really am. I'm flabbergasted. Oh man.
When we were first started, we used to have problems all the time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't when I sat down this morning and I started turning on everything and I'm listening, I started hearing these clicking and popping, you know, in my through my sound system. I'm thinking, what the heck is that? You know, and then when I went to start the show, I heard some major clicking and popping, and then I lost my system. I couldn't even hear myself through my headset. And then I started to panic. Oh no, gosh. And I was going to be mean to Dina Jo today. Oh no.
Okay. Linka, Eric, you're a legend. Dina still jogged in the old man. I don't know. In the old man.
We don't know what that
is
means.
Is it gelatin?
We don't know what that means, Linka.
Past Linka's bedtime.
Oh,
it's like he's talking in code.
Okay. You got it. We need to know the secret code.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, Josh. Let's see.
Hot. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Linka. That's very kind of you. But the old man is gelatin, huh? That means he's wobbly.
I'm all wobbly this morning,
he's
man.
He's a wobbly and a wobbly.
Well, we're already halfway through the month.
I know.
Yeah, the month is half gone. May is
we,
half
we
gone.
Have birthdays this week. We got birthdays this week coming
wow.
up.
Well, what other days are going on?
National Mimosa Day to start off
National
with.
Have yourself a mimosa.
I don't know.
I didn't care for them.
They're not my thing.
No. Champagne and orange juice? Nah.
No, because then if you drink a bunch of it, that's not something. Yeah. Mm-mm.
And that's supposed to be like a brunch type drink, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
or in the morning,
always have it in the canister stills. Yeah, they usually have it at brunch. Yeah,
yeah. I think it's just an excuse
to be able to drink in the morning.
Well, and so like
orange juice.
What else do they drink?
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, they drink Bloody Marys. Yeah,
Bloody Marys in the morning. See, I've never had one. I guess made well enough that I like it. I have just never cared for Bloody Marys.
To me, it's just tomato juice. That's all I ever taste of them is just tomato juice.
Yeah,
and I'm not a tomato juice drinker. Give me a V8. You know.
I'm not a V8er either. Yeah, no. And now they have them with all these things sticking out of them: bacon and burgers on a stick and olives and stuff. I swear they do. They come to you and it's like a meal and a drink. Here you go.
Meal in a drink.
Here's your burger sticking on a stick outside
of
the street.
Oh my gosh.
I swear that's they do. Crazy. Look it up. They do. I swear. All right. Well, to work it all off, you can bike to work week. It's bike to work week, not just day. It's going to be a week. So you got to do it for 7 days. Pick a day. I think that's a little gutsy, to be honest with you. I sure in the heck wouldn't want to be on a bike out on the street with the crazy drivers.
Unless you got a back way to go. You know, unless you've got a back way where there's not a lot of traffic.
I want to be in a bubble. The girl in the bubble riding her bike down the street.
Well, when I was younger, I used to ride a bike. Used to do a lot of bicycle riding.
Yeah.
Because my knees couldn't take the running. So I'd do a lot of bicycle riding, you know, and I'd always go out on a 25, 26 mile bike ride every day after work. And I tell you what, I had some close calls, man. I had some things that were just downright scary, you know. Almost people running stop signs and almost slamming into me and me almost slamming into them.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Yeah. And
yeah, I know. It's crazy. I would be way too, even on a motorcycle too. You know, people just don't watch out. They don't watch out.
No, you've got to.
It's just too scary now.
You've got to have the mindset that you are invisible and people are not going to see you. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You've got to be defensive driving all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how you could do that with, like, when people walk and they have headphones on and they walk into things, you have to, I don't know, maybe paying attention to what's going around around you. Hi, Salby sister. Good to see you.
So when you're out driving around, keep an extra eye out for people on bicycles and motorcyclists. You got to watch these people.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, if this week, bike to work, I know out here in Colorado, they really encourage it. And they have like people on the corners, like people, they have different routes that you could take. And then if you're riding a bike, they'll have, one year they had like a different stop. They had like breakfast burritos and water and stuff, but you had to be riding a bike in order to get these things. So, so see, like Jay Baby just put in there. Two people killed on a motorcycle on Friday. See, it's just people drive too fast and they're not paying attention. And it's very hard to see them at times. It can be in your blind spot. So you got to turn and watch out for people on bicycles this week.
Linga says, isn't there a lot of hills, massive hills in where you live?
No, not where I'm at. There's not too many. I'm in, I guess more in the city part, not
like in a little valley, a valley.
Yeah. So, there's a lot. They really encourage it a lot. So watch out for bicyclists.
And here in the Pacific Northwest, I mean, that's what they're always pushing people to ride bikes here.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Do they have a lot of those free bikes and scooters laying around all over everywhere out there? Like, I guess you have to swipe your card and that makes them work.
I guess. I don't know. I don't pay any attention.
They're everywhere out here. You're driving down the street and there's like, oh, there's a bike. Oh, there's another bike. Oh, there's a scooter. I'm not a scooter. Like, what are the, what are those little things you stand on? Are those scooters? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
like
I do.
Kids.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Those I don't know.
You hold your little hands on the bars and then they, with one leg, they push.
It's
and the
like
other
a skateboard.
Leg.
It's a skateboard with the handles. Yes,
exactly. One of those. They have them all over and they have like little, you have to swipe your card in order for it to, I guess, a lock to release. And then you're able to ride it for so long, but they charge you so much. I don't know, per mile. I've never used one before.
I know sometimes you'll see them just ditched along the side of the road.
That's
because
what I'm saying. They're all over the place.
There's something about they run out of time or something. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, because you only pay for so much. And then after so much, it locks up. Bam! And then you're like, whoa, right over the handlebars. Whoa, what just happened?
And then you got all these bikes later. So now the city's got to pay someone to go around and get
bikes that are branded. Exactly.
That just doesn't seem like that's going to work.
You have to download an app. It goes by time, says Mr. A. Yeah, they were at one time, you know, if they were encouraging people, hey, if you pick these up and you bring them, you know, I guess log on their website, whatever, you can go to the nearest thing, bring them in. They would pay you so much for so many of them. But I don't. And then all of a sudden they kind of disappeared a little bit, but now they're back. You see them left everywhere. It's like,
hey, an old retired guy with a truck. There you go.
Yeah, make some money.
Pick up these scooters and turn them in. Yeah.
Yeah. They're everywhere out here. Get you a little some money. Did you get the music hooked up? Are we gonna have music?
I haven't tried yet. I haven't tried yet.
Do you want me to continue talking? Or
well, we're technically about 5 minutes away from our music time.
Okay.
I'm going by the regular start time of the show. Ooh. We're still going to run our normal time. You know, we started at 7, had the technical difficulties and all this and that, but I'm going by that clock and not by this reboot time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it's saying the second time I logged into the show, we're only into the show 25 minutes. But that's not true. We've been into the show a lot longer than that. So according to my technical clock, my show clock, it is 7:40 right now. So we got five minutes to go before the music.
Okay.
I don't know. I can try to hook it up. Here we go.
Okay, it's National Barbecue Day, guys. While he's doing that, it's National Barbecue Day, and it's the weather here is going to be beautiful, perfect weather to barbecue something. So I don't know what you feel like barbecuing, but get yourself some chicken or some steak or a flank steak, one of my favorites.
Can you hear me? Am I still there?
You're still there.
Let's try the theme song. Here we go.
Hi, Kato. There it is.
All right. We might be a go.
He did it. A little Dora there for you.
Man, like I say, I'm sweating. I'm sitting here sweating with all this technical stuff. I don't know what's going on. I guess it was like the karma or the fates was coming back on me, because I was going to be, you know, I was going to be kind of not mean, but, you know, I was going to be, mean. Ooh, I was going to be kind of mean to you, anyway. And because I gave you a heads up, you know, when we were chatting before the show.
That's what happens.
And I remember telling you, you know, don't hate the messenger, but I think I'm staying totally away from that today. I mean,
BP barbecue, like barbecue sauce, do you mean? If I was to have any sauce on the end product of barbecuing or smoking something, it would have to be, what is the type that has more vinegar in it? The more vinegary based, sauce.
You know, I don't know. There's people that can tell you, that's Kentucky barbecue. That's Texas. I don't know any of that stuff. Hey, you know what Grammy's making right now? You know what Grammy's making right now? She started cooking it yesterday. She's making French onion soup out of the crock pot. She found a crock pot recipe, and she's making French onion soup. So she's been cooking these onions. You know, it's taken some time. It's taken some time to do all this cooking.
I bet.
And our house just smells so good with those onions that have been cooking with all the spices. And now she says, for the finishing touch, she's got to go out and buy some brandy, because the recipe calls for some brandy to be mixed with the onions. So she's going to go out, and we didn't know what's brandy. What's a brandy? I have no idea. And so,
interesting.
I'm in the state of Washington, crazy cycle. So I found out, Dina Jo, and I did not know this, that Hennessy is a brandy. Cognac. It said cognac on it.
Cognac.
And I thought, well, that's cognac. That's a cognac. That's not a brandy, or however you say it. And I looked it up. It is a higher class brandy.
Yeah, it's expensive. Cognac.
So she's going to go. She knows I like Hennessy. So she's going to go buy a little bottle of Hennessy so she can put it in her French onion soup. But I tell you what, this stuff is interesting. This stuff is smelling so good. Huh. Yeah. And I didn't know
that it actually took that long, you know.
I asked Grammy about that yesterday. I go, so does it take these guys, you know, 2 days to make this French onion soup for restaurants? And she goes, this is just the crock pot recipe I found. She goes, I don't know how restaurants do them. So I don't know. Glenn, do you know how to make a French onion soup? Glenn is our one of our resident chefs. I don't know. I don't know. But it is sure smelling good. I'm telling you what. My burps are supplied by Black Rifle Coffee.
Oh, goodness. Welcome, RWE, right to that, and TJY. Yeah, that was nice. Welcome.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here we go. Let's try this, Nina Jo. Here we go. Let's try this.
All right, everybody. Are you ready?
I was going to try to turn it up, but I'm afraid to.
Control. Presenting music history. Sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is. Dina Jo!
I've never been more afraid to touch anything in my life than I am right now.
I don't blame you.
I'm scared to death.
All right, just kick back and don't look at anything blinking at you, okay? Except just watch the chat. Watch the chat.
All right.
All right, Monday, May 16th, we are going over an essential James Taylor playlist for the next couple of days, 3 days actually. We're going to start with, since the 1960s, James Taylor has been one of the most enduring voices in America's folk music. From his self-titled debut to his recent releases, Taylor's catalog is positively packed with stunning songs that run the emotional gamut from sweet to emotionally devastating. Here are around 20 of his essential songs that should be on your James Taylor playlist. And the first one we're going to start off with is Fire and Rain. This autobiographical tune appears on Taylor's sophomore album, Sweet Baby James, and is definitely a tearjerker. The lyrics were inspired by Taylor's experience with drug addiction and mental illness while following the death of his longtime friend, and his motive vocals manage to fully express the full range of emotions that this song explores. Here is James Taylor with Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans.
Now, are these in any particular order, Dina Jo? I mean,
no.
You come up with your,
no. Walked out this
no
morning,
order.
And I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire.
So this is Fire and Rain, James Taylor.
I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
I'm not going to fade it out. I'm not touching no buttons.
All right. That was Fire and Rain. All right. We're going to move on to number two, and that would be Sweet Baby James. This song is a soft lullaby that tells the story of a young cowboy who spends his lonely nights in the canyons with nothing to keep him company but his horse and his cattle. He occupies his long and lonely hours of darkness, singing himself to sleep. James Taylor is not singing about himself in this song, but about the child who was named in his honor. Taylor wrote this song in 1969 when he drove on his way to Richmond, Virginia, to see his older brother, the late Alex Taylor. James was elated to discover that he had a new baby nephew, also named James. So the title can be a little confusing, since both the singer and his nephew are named James. The singer is James Vernon Taylor, and the nephew is James Richmond Taylor. Here is Sweet Baby James.
Yeah, I always thought this was about him. I always thought this was about James Taylor.
He lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons. waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer. Closing
Sweet
his
baby
eyes
James.
As the doggies retire, he sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock a
There it is, Sweet,
Sweet
Baby James.
Baby James.
All right.
Oh, it's just so different. Okay, moving on. Next.
Well,
yeah,
I can try to. I can try doing the fading in and out.
That's okay. We'll try tomorrow. All right. As D says, nope. You guys just holler out when you have your favorites. Put it in the chat. All right. Next is "Carolina on My Mind." Is a song written and performed. We already know that James Taylor. The song references James Taylor's years growing up in North Carolina. He started writing the song at producer
Welcome
Peter Ashler's London flat and Melbourne High Street, resumed work on it while on holiday in the Mediterranean islands off of Fort Formentera, and then completed it while stranded on the nearby island of Isba with Karen, a Swedish girl he had just met. The song reflects Taylor's homesickness at the time, as he was missing his family, his dog, and his state, North Carolina. Here is "Carolina on My Mind." Hi, Dennis. Welcome.
In my mind, I'm gone, Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine?
You know, his music would actually be like good study music. You know, if you got to study on something, got to do some research, study stuff.
Yeah.
James Taylor. Yeah.
I love listening to him driving too.
Yeah, driving music. That'd be pretty good.
Watch her chime. Watch her watch the morning come.
I've never really heard a lot of I've never heard a lot of James Taylor music.
Carolina, I'm waiting for Scooter and Tuttles to do their puddles and cooter thing.
There it is, James Taylor, Carolina in My Mind. Yeah,
okay.
I've heard more James Taylor right now than I have in a long time.
Oh, I love James Taylor. Sorry, we're putting you to sleep, Mr. Steels. I'm sorry. We'll try to wake you up. All right. Our next one is "Mexico." Is the song written by James Taylor, which we know. I don't know why I left that in there. Off of his album, Gorilla. The lyrics of "Mexico" describe a dream of enjoying a night in the Mexico border town. It seems to describe the singer's firsthand experience in Mexico, but it has a twist. Near the end, where the singer acknowledges that he has never been to Mexico, turning the song into a fantasy about escaping to an exotic land. Mexico would reach number 49 on the Billboard Hot 100 and would reach number 5 on the adult contemporary charts. Here is "Mexico."
He does have some good guitar work.
He can play, down here,
he can play the acoustic.
Feel a fool running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby James. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple. I just got to go.
This is James Taylor. Mexico.
American got the sleepy eye, but his body's still shaking like a live wire.
Thanks, James. Mexico.
Mm-hmm. How sweet it is. James Taylor released this for his version of How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You as the lead single from his album, Gorilla, in 1975. The song was first recorded by American soul singer Marvin Gaye for his fifth studio album, 1965. Taylor, in 1975's single, has been the most successful remake of a song to date, hitting the number one on the Easy Listening's chart and number five on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. After his success with How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, Taylor continued to record R&B hits applied to his soft rock approach. Here is How Sweet It Is.
Now, this is the one song I know and one of the songs I like of James Taylor. How sweet it is to be loved. He does this really good. I like this song.
Someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and devotion. Deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to love someone like you.
Feel so fine.
Thanks, James. That's a good song. I like that one. Oh, to be loved by you. I said to love. Yeah, whatever I said. I was wrong. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I would have never even, I didn't even hear it. Yes, that was the first one, Scooter. That was number, that was the first one. All right, You've Got a Friend. Written and recorded by Carole King in 1971, this song became the biggest.
I think you're right, D-Mac.
And most well-known hit for the 23-year-old James Taylor and his only number one in America. Taylor was the first to record it, putting down the track at Crystal Studios, Sound Studios in Los Angeles with his band, which included King on the piano. Days later, King recorded her version at A&M Studios at La Brea Avenue. King's version was released first, appearing on her Tapestry album in 1971. The song appeared in Taylor's Mud Slide Slim and Blues Horizon album in April and was released as a single around the same time, going number one in July. According to Taylor, Carole King told him that this song was a response to his 1970s hit Fire and Rain, where Taylor sings, "I've been lonely times when I could not find a friend." King's musical response was, "You've got a friend right here."
Oh,
James Taylor's version of You Got a Friend.
Oh. They were communicating through song.
Yes.
When you're down and troubled.
This is a good song.
And you need a helping hand. And a man.
And I think James Taylor's ex-wife, Carly Simon, also redid a Carole King song like You're So Vain.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yep.
Yeah. And a fun fact, if anybody didn't know this about James Taylor, him and Carly Simon and were once married.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Eric.
To brighten up.
Yeah, I tried to send this song to Dina Jo one day, and she said, "Shut up, old man." So.
Oh, my God.
You just called.
Welcome back, Skizzy.
And you know,
she goes, she told me, "I feel like throat punching you, old man. Leave me alone."
Yeah, right. Such a fibber.
See you.
You've got a friend.
Welcome, DBQ. Welcome. All right. Lastly, for today is going to be Country Road. Country Road is the song. Let's see. He performed. Okay, it was inspired by Somerset Street in Belmont, Massachusetts, a wooden road running adjacent to the land owned by McLean Hospital, where Taylor had committed himself in 1965 to receive treatment for depression. The re-recorded Country Road singles version was recorded and mixed at Crystal Sound on December 30th in 1970 and re-released on a 7-inch vinyl in February of 1971. Country Road reached number 37 on the Billboard Pop singles chart and number 9 on the Easy Listening in 1971. On the Canadian chart, the song was much bigger, a hit both number 19 and number 3, number 9 on the pop, and number 3 on the adult contemporary chart. So here is Country Road.
I don't know a lot. I don't know why. When I saw the title of this song, I thought it was a John Denver song.
He might have one this.
Take to the highway, won't you lend me your
so,
name?
James Taylor, him and like John Denver. I mean, they were kind of like the folk singers of the time, weren't they? Tina Joe?
Yeah.
She wants to know where I've been.
It's not there.
I'd be some kind of natural bone food. I wanna pass that way again, but you know I could feel it.
Contemporary folk songy, easy listening, I guess you'd call it easy listening.
Sail on home to Jesus, won't you, good girls and boys? I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice.
Country Road, James Taylor.
Full of angels, and they're coming to set me free. I don't know.
Hi, JD, welcome.
Thanks, James Taylor.
Yes, well, thank you.
Thanks, Dina Jo. So we got...
We have a couple more days to get through. Oh, stop it. And then on Thursday, we'll go over a list of 16 love songs that are kind of creepy. Creepy love songs.
Oh, yeah. You're setting us up for those. You're getting us all mellowed out and...
Yeah.
You know, with James Taylor, we're getting all mellowed out and everything. Oh, and then you're going to hit us with those freaky songs. Oh,
yeah.
Thursday and Friday. Wow.
Yep. That's what's going on.
Yeah. Mr. Seals, did you say sleepy listening? Oh, man. Well, James Taylor. Yeah. It just.
Yeah, there's a lot of stalkers, a lot of stalker behavior. A lot of creepy stalking going on.
All right. Well, listen. Yeah. I'm gonna jump into this with both feet here, Dina Jo. This is for, I saw this and I thought, oh, this is for Dina Jo right here. This is
This
is gonna help Dina Jo. Tips to look after your man. Mm-hmm. Extracted from a 1950s home economics book. All right, Dina Jo.
1950s. Okay.
1950s. This is going to help you. Uh-huh. All to all the girls in the slap squad, don't hate the messenger. Okay.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Have dinner ready. Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal on time. This is a way of letting him know that you have been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospects of a good meal are part of the warm welcome he needs. Okay. Number two.
What if he's late when that warm meal sits there and gets cold? Then what?
Well, just hold on a second. I don't know. All right. I mean, it's just, you just have to just be patient. Okay. Oh. Number two, prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you will be refreshed when he arrives. Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh looking. He has just been with a lot of work-weary people. Be a little gay and a little more interesting. His boring day may need a lift.
See, that was when they could say gay. Be a
little gay. That's when gay men be... uplifting,
happy, jolly. Yeah.
Clear away the clutter. Number three, last trip through the main part of the house just before your husband arrives, gathering up school books, toys, papers, etc. Then run a dust cloth over the tables. your husband, your man will feel he has reached a haven of rest and order, and it will take and it will give you a lift too to see how happy he is. There you go.
Oh.
Prepare your children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces if they are small. Comb their hair, and if necessary, change their clothes. They are little treasures, and he would like to see them playing the part. Oh. And here we go. The next one. Minimize all noise. At the time of his arrival, eliminate all noise of washer, dryer, dishwasher, or vacuum. Try to encourage the kids to be quiet. Be happy to see him. Greet him with a warm smile and be glad to see him. Okay. Are you taking notes, Dina Jo? Taking notes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Some don'ts. Don't greet him. Oh. Go ahead, Eric.
J-Baby asked, like, what year is this from specifically?
The 50s.
The 50s. Okay, some don'ts. Don't greet him with problems or complaints. Don't complain if he's late for dinner. Count this as minor compared with what he might have gone through that day.
Wah, wah, wah.
Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair or suggest he lie down in the bedroom. Have a cool or warm drink ready for him. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes. Speak in a low, soft, soothing, and pleasant voice. Allow him to relax and unwind. Oh, here you go, Dina Jo. Listen to him. You may. Oh, I can't read this. This
That's
is all
you. You don't listen. What are you talking about, me?
You may have to sort things to tell. Have things to tell him, but of his arrival. Don't do it at the arrival as at when he comes into home. Let him talk first. Talk first. Make the evening his. Never complain if he doesn't take you out to dinner or to other places of entertainment. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure, his need to come home and relax. And finally, the goal. Try to make your home a place of peace and order where you're man can renew himself in body and spirit. There you go, Dina Jo.
Oh, man. I'm so glad you read that to me.
I told Lewis I would. No, I didn't. I don't want to get Lewis in trouble. Yeah, that's from the 50s. And when I saw this, you know, because I was born in 53. So this is my mom's era. This is my mom's era. And when I read this, honestly, the first thing I got in my mind is my mom going, "No way, Jose."
I know. Yeah, right.
That was from 1950.
Yeah, I will put my IG Magini outfit on and go, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Get your own food, damn it.
Scooter says, "Great, Lewis is dead."
Hi,
now.
Ashton. Way to go!
Run, Lewis! Run, Lewis! Run! I thought that's funny.
That is funny. That is times so have funny. Changed, man.
Yeah, that's but now if sure. you think about it, though, if you think about what was on TV, you know, the Father Knows Best show, the Nelson.
Yeah. Yes, you know, the all one, those shows. The Solid Blues sister. She was telling me. Donna, was it Donna Reed or Debbie?
Donna Reed?
Donna
yeah.
Reed or Debbie Reed or yeah, something Donna like that. Donna Reed. Yeah, and her husband was a doctor?
Yes.
Which Donna show Reed. Was that?
That was the Donna Reed show.
Oh, okay.
The Donna Reed show. Yeah, that was her namesake show, the Donna Reed show. Yeah, and the girl that played the daughter in that show was that girl. Eric, I might need your help on this. She was that girl that sang that one night. No, it wasn't. Yeah, she had a one night, I mean, a one hit wonder. That girl that, Annette Fabre. Annette Fabre was the daughter in that. And she had like a one hit wonder singing as a teenager. Annette Fabre. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Shelley Fabre? Shelley Fabre?
Yeah, I remember.
Shelley Fabre.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I remember that briefly. I wonder if that was on This Day in History when we were doing the music history before I got to a lot of the list. I remember that now.
Do you remember that name, Shelley Fabre?
Yeah, I don't remember that she was an actress.
Yeah, I don't remember the song that we played either. But yeah, her one hit wonder. And then there was Vicki Lawrence had that one hit wonder. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, but now you know why those shows were like they were. Johnny Angel. Oh, is that the one?
Is that Shelley it? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Johnny Angel. Yeah. Yeah, I still think you ought to do a day of the 50 songs of kids dying. Johnny Angel, Teen Angel.
All the angels.
All the old sad teenager songs. No, don't go back to the car. No, the train's coming. You know. Alice. Don wants an Alice.
Bye, Moonshine.
Don wants an Alice Cooper day.
Dina. Oh, all right, Don. I'm going to put that down. I could do one day at least of Alice Cooper. I could make us go through.
Well, what was that song? School's Out.
Forever.
School's Out for Summer.
For Summer. Yeah, I was messing around with my daughter. And I go, yeah, Alice Cooper. Down,
Don. Gotcha,
and
Don.
I go, you know that song? School's Out Forever. And she goes, that's
one day,
not
one
the
day
words.
We can do one day.
He goes, that's not the words, Dad. The words not school's out for. The school's out for summer. I go, oh, never mind. Yeah, I liked Alice. Alice Cooper is an Arizona boy. He was from Phoenix, Arizona. Alice Cooper. And my favorite thing about Alice Cooper is when he's in the movie Wayne's World. When he's in Wayne's World and Wayne and Garth go backstage and Alice Cooper's there and Alice Cooper's going, actually, Milwaukee is the Indian place where, you know, he goes into that history thing, Milwaukee. Milwaukee-I or whatever it is. Yeah.
John Gale sat behind Alice Cooper on a plane once. Nice guy.
What? Awesome.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, go ahead.
My son, when he first, he lived down the street from one of his roadies or something, one of Alice Cooper's roadies. And again, he said he's a super nice guy. He looks like scary, you know, scary looking dude. But he said it's one of the best neighbors. Nice guy. Totally nice guy. So, yeah.
Well, from what I understand, Alice Cooper got off of drugs and alcohol by taking up golf. He needed something to replace that with, so he started playing golf. And he still today claims that that was one of the things that helped him get separated from the drugs and alcohol in his life was playing golf. So there you go. Alice Cooper.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been a very interesting game. You know, we always seem to struggle and get through it, don't we?
We do.
Those technical problems thrown at us. I start punching and pulling buttons and punching buttons and pulling cables. And we always seem to struggle through. And you know what? Thank you, everybody. Thank you for bearing with us and helping us get through. You guys are the greatest. But now it is sad.
Oh, we must leave.
It's sad. It's time that we must close the show and
go work out.
Hey, before we go, Dina Joe, what a nice hat. That picture you posted on Sunday. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Thank
that's
you.
A nice hat. And that's your Target hat?
Aaron got me a gift card for Mother's Day, and I actually got two hats. And that hat was on clearance. I got it for $12.
Nice.
I know. It was a steal.
It's a nice hat. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Thanks,
you,
Steve. Thanks.
You are the Mad Hatter.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I am.
And with that, we are out of here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tina, Joel, and Eric. It was a struggle this morning, but we pushed through, and we did it. If you want to listen to the download, you'll have to listen to two shows, because I will post that first few minutes of the show where everything went to hell in a handbasket. And then I'll post this part two, which is the longer version of the show. So you can check them out.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
Don't forget to download us on all their platforms out there, Spotify, Podbean, iTunes. You can find us everywhere. And listen to us again on WESN, Epic Strategies Network, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Eric, you got some shows you want to give a quick plug to?
Well, I know coming up on Podbean today, you got the usual suspects in daytime, like Milk Dog 2020, Jeff Moore's Make More Money podcast as well, the Solid Blue Sisters, My Turn to Talk. Since John Gale's feeling under the weather today, he's going to have to sit this one out today, but hopefully he'll be back Wednesday. And then in prime time, hopefully Scooter and Spanky and Bubba and the gang are back with the Beans and Boonie show. And and look out for impromptu shows from T-Gun and Outside of Normal and Pine. And hopefully Michael Key, if he's listening to this, is going to surprise us with a show either this afternoon or this evening or sometime this week. And I know we'll be back tomorrow morning after Ralph wraps up his morning show sometime. And a few more friends we'll be looking forward to a little bit later in the week.
Yeah, we'll be here one way or the other. We will do another show tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. You can count on us being here one way or the other. We will struggle through and have a show. It was kind of fun. Makes things interesting when you got to struggle and fight through and make sure it's all working.
Yep.
I still have no idea what happened, but I got to play around with it today. I got to get some music ready for the Motown Soul and R&B show on WESN. I got to put some more music into that, so I'll be messing with my equipment, see if I can get all the bugs worked out of it. And we'll be back tomorrow. But that's what life's all about. It's overcoming your challenges.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And how you respond to them.
How you respond to them.
When you're going
And now a final word from the Old Man's Podcast with Dina, Joe, and Eric's own Mad Hatter, Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for your support. We protect We appreciate you guys so very much. I can't even talk now. All right. Thank you. We love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Giggles.
Bye.
Tina Jo. Bye. Thanks, everybody. Have a great Monday. Man, May is halfway through. Halfway through. And we're just going to be... Next thing you know, we're going to be talking about June. June's right around
the corner.
Have a great day, everybody. Get out there and have some fun. Random acts of kindness. Be nice to people. Our music's done. We're out of here. We made it. We
love
won.
You. God bless you, everybody.
We
will.
Won the day.
See you all next time. And see you on podcast.
Bye.
See everybody. Later, Gators.